Well, today we are at Audubon High School visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2018. And we're going to start today with?
Rachel Mosinski.
Okay. Rachel, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Don and Jennifer Mosinski, and I have two siblings, an older sister, Sarah, and a younger brother, Luke.
Okay, which one's your favorite?
Well.
There's the first tough question. Hey, let's talk classes. What'd you enjoy?
This year, I think one of the most things I've enjoyed is Spanish. We had a new teacher come from Spain, and she's really influenced my future plans, and she's really inclined the Spanish program this year. So
very good. Favorite teachers? Would this be one of them, perhaps?
Yeah, I think Ms. Lopez is one of my favorite teachers, yep, along with others.
Okay. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
Well, through these 4 years, I've been on Student Senate, National Honor Society, FFA. I've participated in volleyball, basketball, and tennis. So, and then along with that, I guess I'm in 4-H in the community, but.
Okay, so lots of things. You like to be busy?
Yeah, I think it helps the years go by fast, but that's a good and a bad thing.
Yeah. Are you pretty good at budgeting your time? Because it sounds like you have to.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, I don't have a job, but even people that aren't in athletics and have jobs, they have to budget too. So I think it's a good skill to have.
Anything in particular that you're going to take with you as one of your best accomplishments or memories from high school?
One of my best accomplishments, I would say, would be on the Iowa Association of Student Councils. So I had a state position on the student council for Iowa. And I had to go through a bunch of organizing and organize like a state project. And I had to set goals, then bring in all that we, like the amount of money that we made and everything, state participation. And I think that really helped me to get organized and kind of recognize what I'll be looking forward to in the future and kind of keep that pace going with helping the community and setting goals and stuff like that.
Sure, it helps you in a lot of ways. Okay. What about this fall? Where will you be?
I'll be at Simpson College in Indianola.
Okay. Why did you choose Simpson?
Simpson has kind of been in the family, and I was kind of like, I don't want to go to Simpson because my family's gone there, but when I went there, it just kind of felt like home, and I love the community at Indianola, so it just kind of fit perfectly with me and what I kind of expected out of a college.
Very good. What will you study?
As of right now, the plan is clinical health science major with a Spanish minor, but recently I've been helping with the fifth graders on Fridays, and I'm thinking about elementary education. It just kind of depends on what this summer, like what happens this summer, and if I job shadow or talk to anybody in those fields and go from there.
Oh, excellent. You've got some time to make some decisions then. Give the eighth graders some advice. Here's your chance to mentor a little bit. Tell them what they need to know about high school.
I would tell the eighth graders that if they're debating between doing an activity or not doing an activity, I would tell them to do it because odds are you're going to regret not doing that activity more than you are to regret doing it, to regret having that experience. So I think just take every single chance that you can.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to you on what you've done so far, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next we have?
Nolan Smith.
Okay, Nolan, tell us about your family.
My parents are Nick and Jenny Smith, and I have two siblings, an older brother and a younger brother.
Okay, let's talk about classwork. What'd you enjoy?
I enjoy the sciences, so we took advanced chemistry, which is a college chemistry class, and just that was really awesome to learn about that kind of stuff, so I thought that was fun.
Okay. You like a challenge?
I do, yeah. I'm always trying to challenge myself to get better in every way possible.
Okay. Have that particular coursework, has that always kind of come easy to you, or do you just enjoy working hard at it?
I think a little bit. It's hard, no doubt about it, but I like a challenge, and it's kind of fun and interesting to learn how everything works, I guess.
Okay. What about teachers? Who will you be talking about 10 years from now at a class reunion with your friends?
Well, I think you can't not talk about Mr. Damel, what he does for students. He's a big influence. You know, he likes to have a lot of fun, but the way he teaches is just it's involving for the students, and I think it helps you learn a lot better.
You say the way he teaches, are there things he does that other teachers don't?
Yeah, he's a little quirky in some of the stuff that he does, and I think everybody would agree with that. But he's a lot of fun, and he knows his stuff.
Good way to put it there. Very good. Let's talk about extracurricular activities. You've been pretty busy?
Yeah, football, wrestling, track, baseball, NHS, student senate, class officers. I was an officer in the FFA for 3 years, 4-H. Yeah, I'm busy all the time for sure.
Did you seek that out? Did you want to be busy and as involved as you could when you started high school?
Yeah, to an extent, I think. But, I thought I would want a little downtime. But, you know, I'm so used to being busy all the time now. I almost go crazy when I have downtime, you know. I just need to be doing something at all times.
What about memories for you? Is there anything that you've accomplished that you're going to be most proud of?
I think winning a state title in the high hurdles is going to be one that's up there for me. You know, I worked really hard at that, and I had coaches and players and everything, along with that pushed me to that. But also, just all the sports memories, football, baseball, everything is going to be there for me for sure.
Some of the best things you do are what you do with other people, team type things and group things. Talk about the future for you. Where will you be this fall?
I'll be at Northwest Missouri State down in Maryville studying animal science, pre-vet, and minoring in accounting systems.
Wow, you are going to stay busy then, yeah. Too. Why did you choose Northwest?
They offered the animal science program, which is big because I'm looking to go to vet school after that. But also I was able to run track down there, so I'll be running track on top of all that. So to be able to continue competing is big for me.
So you kind of have your career path picked out already.
Well, part of it, yeah. I mean, that's where we're headed right now, so we'll see what happens in the future, I guess.
Very good. Well, there's always room for more of those. Talk a little bit about to the eighth graders here. What should they know?
I guess I'm just going to kind of say what Rachel said, you know, get involved and do stuff. I made a mistake. I didn't wrestle my freshman year, and I realized I probably should have now. But, I mean, you got to live with it now. But to them, I would say definitely get involved. Try everything until – I mean, you don't know until you try, so get out there and try it for sure.
Nolan, thanks a lot. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Next we have?
McKenna Nielsen.
Okay. McKenna, introduce us to your folks.
My parents are Randy and Melanie Larson and the late Todd Nielsen, and my siblings are Kerrigan Larson and Hayden Larson.
All right. Very good. Let's talk classes then. What'd you enjoy?
I agree with Nolan. I do really like the sciences. I think one of my favorite classes, agreeing with Rachel, has been Spanish this year because of our teacher from Spain. She is awesome and has influenced my career path as well. And I have really enjoyed anatomy and physiology this year as well.
Okay, yeah, it's got to be an advantage having somebody who speaks primarily that language as your language teacher.
Yes, for sure. She's brought a lot of experiences with her, like customs, and that's been really awesome to learn about, just to bring all 4 years of Spanish together.
Yeah. Do they call it foreign language if it's not foreign to her?
I think it's still foreign to us, so I would assume so.
Okay, very good. Hey, talk about teachers then. You mentioned your Spanish teacher. I assume that's going to be one of your favorites.
Yes, Ms. Lopez. Just meeting her this year has been a lot of fun. I love her. Also, Mrs. Umquist has been awesome throughout my 5 years. This will be my fifth year taking an ag class with her, and she's always awesome and a great FFA advisor. And then also Mrs. Knuth has probably been the most influential teacher, I would say.
All right, very good. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been up to?
I, like Rachel and Nolan, are very involved. I have been the volleyball manager for the past 2 years, and I was in volleyball for freshman, sophomore year. I've been in cross country since my junior year, basketball, tennis, I'm an FFA officer, a lot in 4-H. I've shown almost every species in 4-H and lots of other 4-H activities, National Honor Society, Student Senate, choir, band, speech, you name it, I've pretty much done it.
I should have just asked you, what haven't you done? It would have been a lot quicker. Do you like to be busy?
Yes, I love staying busy, and I think that's really important in high school, to take all those opportunities, and staying busy keeps you out of trouble, so I would always suggest that you stay busy.
Okay. What about memories for you? Any specific accomplishments you're going to be most proud of?
I would say probably my biggest accomplishment was being named the Junior Citizen of the Year Award for Audubon earlier this year. That was actually a surprise award to me, but it was really making all my volunteer hours worth it and all my activities that I've been involved in. It just all kind of came together, so it was a really important award for me.
It's always nice to be recognized, even though we're a little shy about it sometimes, right? Talk about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
I will be attending Morningside College in Sioux City.
Okay. Why Morningside?
I love that it's a small college, just because being from a small school, it'd be really scary going into a big university right away. So I loved Morningside's environment, and the class sizes were also very small, so I really liked that.
Okay. What will you study?
I'm going to be studying nursing, and I haven't really decided on a minor yet, but probably foreign language.
Is the nursing, is that a field you've always wanted to go into?
I would say the medical field has always been an interest of mine, and I'm also a CNA at the local friendship home, so that has kind of influenced me to be a nurse as well.
Yeah, you got a head start. Excellent. Give those eighth graders some advice before they start high school.
along with Rachel and what Rachel and Nolan said, get involved, but also remember to be kind to everyone, because I think that's something that a lot of people are so focused on themselves that they forget about others. But having those connections from high school can really help you in the future.
That's great advice. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next we have
Tyler Reboff.
Okay. Tyler, introduce us to your family.
My dad is Monty Reboff, and my mom is Kayleen, and I have one younger sister, Mallory.
Okay. What about classes for you? What'd you enjoy?
This year, I kind of expanded my class, like, difficulty, and I went and took some DMAT classes, like two online classes this year, and one chemistry class where we had a teacher come, like, from DMAC, and she taught it here.
What about teachers? Any teachers you're going to remember?
I really like Mr. Dammel, like Nolan said, and Mr. Conkler. They both go beyond the subject they're teaching. They connect to students a lot more than just teaching math or teaching social studies. They take, like, actual human interaction and, like, serious, and they give experiences from their time in college or stuff like that.
Sure. Okay, well, like the rest of these folks here, I guess I've got a while. Ready, set, go. Tell me your extracurricular activities.
I've done football for 4 years, basketball for 4 years, track for 4 years, and baseball for 5 years. Well, 8th grade through 12th now. So, yeah, 5. And NHS for over 2. And Student Senate since junior high. I think that's about the list.
Well, I could have saved a lot of time if I hadn't asked you guys about all the extracurricular activities. Is that a thing here in Audubon that so many of the youngsters seem to get so involved?
I forgot FFA too, but yeah, that's something that coming from a small school, you know, like it would kind of kill our programs if people specialized in, like, only worrying about FFA or only worrying about going out for one or two sports max. I think that would really hurt a lot of other programs, and so I think it's good that there is kids that take it upon themselves to keep busy and stay out for all those things.
Yeah, very good. Talk about your future. Where will you be this fall?
Next fall I'll be at Coe College in Cedar Rapids, and I'll be majoring in, like, either business administration or accounting, probably, is what I'm leaning towards.
Why the choice with Coe?
Well, I am going to continue playing baseball, and I'm pretty excited for that. And then I thought, along with that, I liked their professors that I, like, contacted with a couple times, and I thought Cedar Rapids would be a pretty good place to maybe have some internships in the future, being in a big city.
Give those 8th graders advice.
My advice would be definitely to stay involved and enjoy every minute of it. I know when I was a freshman or sophomore, you don't ever think about it coming to an end, and here we are 2 weeks away from being done with high school for good, and it seems like it went by like the snap of a finger, and definitely enjoy every minute of it. And I know sometimes it can be stressful, but the sun definitely comes up tomorrow.
All right, very good. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, those days go by slowly, but all of a sudden you wake up one day and it's time to graduate. All right, next we have?
Kate Jensen.
Kate, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Carrie and Greg Jensen. I've got 2 older brothers and 3 younger siblings, 2 sisters and a brother.
Okay, very good. Tell me about the classes. What'd you enjoy?
I enjoy math, science, computer classes, basically that stuff. I really don't enjoy history classes, but, I mean, everybody has the classes they like and dislike.
You gave it a shot anyway, huh? What about teachers? Any favorites?
Yeah, Mr. Dammel. He teaches history, but, I mean, I don't like history, but somehow, I mean, he keeps you engaged, and he's really just, he's a different type of teacher. He always, like Tyler said, he teaches beyond the subject, and he teaches you things that you feel like you wouldn't learn in a different classroom.
Everybody chuckles every time someone says Mr. Dammel. Can't figure that out. What about extracurricular activities?
I've been in track, cross country all 4 years of high school, as well as band. I did wrestling and baseball for a year. Tried those out. Not an FFA or anything. I think those are mostly it.
Any favorites?
Definitely track and cross country. I just enjoy to run.
Any accomplishments that you're going to be most proud of looking back?
Definitely, I don't think there's an award for it, but just for myself, seeing the hard work that I've put in cross country and track, that the hard work does pay off later.
Very good. good. What about this fall? Where will you be?
I'll be attending Graceland University down in Lamoni.
Okay. And why did you choose Graceland?
They're a really small college. Everybody seems to really love each other. It's all about community down there, and I'll be running track and cross country.
Okay, very good. And do you know what you'll be studying there?
Computer science and information technology.
What do you want to do with that?
I mean, it's a wide range of things, but I'd like to, you know, maybe learn to program and get with a company where you can really just, like, create the next big thing, I guess.
All right, well, we're looking forward to that. Give the 8th graders some advice. How do they make the next big thing out of themselves?
Really find what you enjoy and really put time and effort into it, because the hard work will pay off. And, I mean, you don't have to do everything, but once you find that thing you enjoy, really put your heart into it.
Very good. Well, good luck to you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to do this without notes. Thanks to Cade, Tyler, McKenna, Nolan, and Rachel. Did I get them all? Excellent. They're the tops of the class of 2018 at Audubon High School.